Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, officially known as the mayor of PHNX. Shout out to Saul Bookman for finally coming on board last night during the PHNX Sun
Show. Wow, I didn't hear about that.
I got Saul on board. Saul anointed me now, so Jesse, no one can touch me when it comes to this mayor thing. Once again, I am the mayor of PHNX because I want to be liked by everybody so much all the time that walking around with me is like I am running for the mayor of nothing. So this show is brought to you by the fine folks over at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use our code of PHNX and simply for betting $1 on any NBA or any NFL team to score anything in their game, you will get $100 in free bets instantly should they do so. And of course, I'm joined by my one and only vice mayor, the Thunderstick, Jesse Friedman. I gave you the Thunderstick this time.
Oh, I appreciate that. Is Saul on board with vice mayor? Do we have a word on that?
You might. You still have some winning over to do, but let me tell you this much. Once you appoint me the mayor, you have given me entirely too much power. I can create positions underneath me. Remember that somehow an employee of DNVR is our comptroller over here at PHNX. So I've already gone crazy with power, Jesse.
That's fair. Well, hey, we got our announcement today, Derek.
Brent it's Strong official. I was scared. I was worried. I told you on Monday. I was sweating a little bit. Tuesday, even more scared. Wednesday came around, no word. I was like, is everybody at the D-backs on vacation? What is going on? But finally, today on Thursday, we get official confirmation that Brent Strom is the Arizona Diamondbacks pitching coach. I'm relieved for it to be official, Jesse.
I am too. I mean, this literally took a week almost. I mean, almost a week. I think we're 6 days. The news originally came out last Friday. And now we officially have the announcement. So, like we said the other day, this was never really speculation. I mean, we literally had Brent Strom himself as of last Friday saying, yes, I am taking the job. So never a big concern, but nonetheless, the fact that it's official is exciting. I know you were able to attend the press conference earlier today and get some quotes from Brent Strom. This is the most exciting thing that has happened to this Diamondbacks organization in probably quite a while.
It is. And the one thing that we have talked about is the assembly of this coaching staff. We're going to talk about a whole other Marvel franchise later in the show. But again, it's like they assembled the Avengers to come together as a coaching staff. All of these different guys with different specialties that they have excelled in different areas, you know, the way that Joe Mather helped the Cincinnati Reds become one of the elite teams hitting in this team offensively in this league, right? Then you have the experience that two guys like Jeff Banister and Brent Strom bring over. Brent Strom, 11 seasons as the major league pitching coach for the Astros and the Kansas City Royals. From 2018 through 21 this season, the Astros ranked among major league leaders in strikeouts first overall, quality starts first overall, ERA second overall, opponent batting average second overall, and WHIP second overall. That's impressive. Wow. You can say what you want. The one thing that is a common bond between these three coaches, is humility. Every single one of them does not take the credit for what their team did while they were there. Joe Mather kicked it off by saying he did nothing for the Reds as hitting coach.
Well, let's hope he did something, right?
Right, exactly. Let's hope he did something, right? But he basically made it sound like the guys were already on board with whatever philosophies because they wanted to get better when he arrived. So he felt like the buy-in from the players in Cincinnati was a key. But again, he credited the players several times. Brent Strom, it was more of the same today from him. You know, you're not going to get him saying that he was the big key to this team, even though they had three seasons in a row prior to his arrival of losing 100 games. Three seasons, not just what the Arizona Diamondbacks experienced this season, but three seasons of that miserable.
He's been through this before. He knows what it's like to walk into a situation like this. And when he first announced that he was taking the job last week, that was the quote from him that stuck out to you the most. Just how excited he was for the challenge of coming over to an organization that is in a much, much worse spot than the one that he's coming from. And he's willingly coming over, right? The Astros didn't fire him. In no way did the Astros ask this man to leave. And yet he came over here because he's interested in this challenge. He's interested in trying to take this pitching staff to the next level. And I mean, he seems like the right person for the job, as we've said.
He absolutely does. And by the way, he had two Cy Young Award winners under him in his time at Houston. So again,
Dallas Keuchel and Justin Verlander.
Verlander, yep. And again, he was there when the Houston had its five highest single season strikeout totals, right? So he said something interesting in today's press conference about the Arizona Diamondbacks being 30th in the league in fastballs high up in the zone. And that was just such a big part of what improved so many pitchers. So It's funny for him not even to be in the job yet, but already assessing the Diamondbacks and finding, ways that they kind of lack behind that I haven't really heard a lot of people talk about. When you hear that, you're like, yeah, the fact that they apparently led the league in fastballs in the zone does not surprise me one bit, with the lack of success this pitching staff had at times. I have been saying about the all-star pitching staff, and that is one thing apparently that the great Torey Lovullo agreed with when it came to my assessment on that. I actually have a clip from today's press conference where Lovullo kind of expanded a little bit on what his plan was here and how his plan is coming together.
Hey, Torey, when you started assembling your coaching staff that you needed to hire, did you foresee it going in this way that you would be bringing on kind of an all-star caliber coaching staff of this much experience?
It was my desire to have this type of coaching staff built around me. And yes, I was hoping for something like this. Between he and Jeff Banister, there's going to be more hires along our path here that we're going to start to announce here shortly. That's exactly how I was putting it. I wanted all-star coaches around me, guys that were going to make this organization as good as possible with their teachings, with their content. So yes, I did fantasize about this, and it's coming true, and I'm very grateful for that.
And I mean, I think that it's, again, it's something that it was speculated that he was going to have a hard time making some of these hires or finding good coaches for some of these positions. Let's talk about this mustache and how terrible it is, because I just noticed in that video really how awful it looks. And man, I can't wait for November to get out of here so this thing can go. But
hey, you had your PHNX, you had our PHNX t-shirt on. So that made up for it, Derek.
I did. I'm here rooting for the team, but Jesse, it sounds like all of Lovullo's plans for this coaching staff and their assessment of what they planned on doing with this team as far as coaching up young players from their farm system is starting to come together.
It really is. I mean, I think Torey deep down is probably like a kid in a candy store right now. Like, yes. Oh my gosh, we got Brent Strom and Jeff Banister and Joe Mather. And, I mean, in a press conference, he's probably not going to, show those kinds of emotions, but I mean, this really is in my mind, sort of a best case scenario for this team. And frankly, Derek, I feel like for me, and I'm thinking that some of our audience members can probably relate to this. when your team hires new coaches, it's kind of hard to know how to react in a lot of ways, because there's really never anything bad that comes out, right? Like when the Diamondbacks hired Darnell Coles, it was like, all right, he's been with the Rangers, you know, they've had some success under him. When they brought over Matt Hergis, right? I don't think there was initially this cloud of darkness over the hiring of Matt Hergis, right? It's something that you're normally cautiously optimistic about, but it's usually kind of hard to really care that much because it kind of always has the same feel. It doesn't really feel like you ever, really have a slam dunk or, you really mess something up. It just kind of is what it is. This is one of few scenarios in the history of this franchise where I really think that this is like a home run in the fullest. I mean, there's a reason that Marcus Stroman immediately upon this hire was like, oh my gosh, the Diamondbacks got Brent Strom. I would love to be able to work with him at some point in my career, right? This is something that other teams are taking notice of. And that's not really always the situation when you're just going about your business, coming off a 52-win season, hiring new coaches, right? Right. That's not the norm. And this is going to be huge for this franchise.
I agree with you 100%, Jesse. So I look forward to that. And I'll have a piece today elaborating a little further. I think even at one point, it's funny you said that, because Brent Strom said he felt a bit like a kid in a candy store when it came to looking
really
at this team and the talent that's on it.
There's some fun, like you have, when you look at the Diamondbacks starting rotation, it's devoid of recent performance in some respect. Like Zach Gallen kind of had an off year. Luke Weaver had an off year, but there's some big stuff there. Like we've all seen what Zach Gallen can do. Even Luke Weaver, I feel like for a lot of pitching coaches is really an intriguing guy. There aren't that many guys who can run it up to 96 or 97 with a really, really good changeup. Kind of a two pitch mix right now, but there's a lot to work with there, right? Like these aren't just a bunch of guys who, were drafted late and have kind of always been back end starters. There's a lot more ceiling here than you would probably expect for a 52 win team. And hearing you talk about Brent Strom, it makes sense why he feels that way looking at this pitching staff.
I did ask Strom if the challenge, here looking at a team that had so many remarkable similarities to the Astros team when he joined it, part of his decision. And he said it really didn't impact it. He said, really, he talked about wanting to, he talked to some people. They were 50% about retirement. 50% of the people he talked to said it's great. 50% said it sucked and that, they hated it. Right. Just the lack of having things to do. And especially when you've been in a world like baseball that consumes so much of your life, it's hard to all of a sudden turn that off. And I think he kind of expressed not wanting to leave it yet. Obviously living in Tucson, Arizona is another big part of it. The one part though that I find to be probably the most egregious error on every team in MLB's part is he did say that the Arizona Diamondbacks were the only team that called him. And
really
that I think, or about this kind of role, I think other people were kind of calling him more about, an analytics role or maybe taking something
and being an advisor and
that,
or something.
That might have been the mistake of those teams just assessing his situation and maybe thinking he didn't want to be in a pitching coach role still at this point in his career, especially when he was contemplating or talking about stepping away. Maybe they were just trying to entice him with a role that suited him a little more, or maybe it would be, hey, this will be a little easier on you. You don't have to travel with the team as much. Apparently the D-backs were the only ones that said, no, we want you for this. And I'm telling you, the one, again, the common theme amongst these